Greetings, Israelites. Welcome to Word Study with Brother Hebert. This is part 13 of Demons and Unclean Spirits. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Demons and Unclean Spirits can be found in the Word Studies section. In the last episode, we saw that Revelation, the Old Testament, and the New Testament all point in the same direction. Demons are not real spirit beings, but symbolic language for idols, lies, and corrupt systems. Revelation's visions show demons as stubborn idolatry, Revelation 9, propaganda croaking from political and religious powers, Revelation 16, and the moral filth of Babylon, Revelation 18. The Old Testament equates demons with idols, Deuteronomy 32:17, Psalm 106:37, and flatly denies their existence, Isaiah 65:3. Even evil spirits are described as sent by God for judgment, not as free-roaming powers. The New Testament keeps this pattern. Jesus' encounters with demoniacs portray divided, unstable minds healed by truth, not exorcisms of literal beings. Paul insists idols and demons are nothing, 1 Corinthians 8:4, and calls deceptive teachings the doctrines of demons, 1 Timothy 4:1. James labels envy, strife, and false wisdom as devilish in James 3:15. The unified testimony of Scripture is clear. Demons are the conditions of idolatry, deception, and instability, not independent supernatural forces. Now that we've covered all the verses, and hopefully you have a better understanding of the biblical interpretation of being demonized, in this episode, we are taking a look at demoniacs and unclean spirits in today's ungodly, worldly society. When Scripture speaks of demoniacs and unclean spirits, it is not describing invisible monsters haunting the air. It is addressing real human conditions, both then and now. The ancients used the language of demons to describe afflictions of the mind, spirit, and body, madness, idolatry, oppression, and moral corruption. Today we label them differently: schizophrenia, anxiety, addictions, stress, and the idolatries of materialism and false religion. But the reality is the same. What plagued men in the first century still plagues men in the 21st. There are no literal demons, only real problems, real sicknesses, real sin, and real lies that enslave mankind when he departs from the law and order of God. The world is full of demoniacs, Scripture, mental illness, and idolatry. First, look at the world we live in today. The numbers alone are staggering. Almost 1 in 8 people worldwide, nearly 1 billion souls, live with some kind of mental disorder. Anxiety and depression are the most common. In the United States, about 1 in 5 adults every year struggles with mental illness, and 1 in 20 adults has a serious mental illness, like schizophrenia, bipolar, or major persistent depression. Even 1 in 6 children between 6 and 17 years old has a mental disorder. Schizophrenia alone affects 24 million worldwide. It's one of the most disabling conditions, marked by hearing voices, paranoia, and disordered thinking. Classic behaviors that in Bible times would have been described as possessed by an unclean spirit. Mental disorders are not just private struggles, they are a social weight. They make up almost 15% of the world's years lived with disability. This means an enormous slice of human life is being consumed by broken minds and crushed hearts. And then there is suicide, over 720,000 deaths every year worldwide. In the U.S. alone in 2023, nearly 49,000 people took their own lives, making it one of the top causes of death in youth and young adults. Pause and think. In the ancient world, with none of our science, how would these staggering realities have been explained? Most likely, he is possessed by a demon, or he has an unclean spirit. But what we see today is clear. These are not invisible goblins. They are broken minds, poisoned bodies, shattered hearts, and societies without truth or God's law. Scripture already had categories for this before the Gospels. We don't have to import Hollywood demonology to explain these conditions. The Bible itself uses covenant language to describe the mental, emotional, and physical collapse of a people turned from God. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, the list of covenant curses. The Lord shall smite you with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart, Deuteronomy 28:28. And you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes which you shall see, Deuteronomy 28:34. The Lord shall give you there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. Your life shall hang in doubt before you, Deuteronomy 28:65-66. This is mental anguish, confusion, dread, depression, and paranoia. Later prophets echoed this. Isaiah, the whole head is sick, the whole heart faint, Isaiah 1:5. Paul, God gave them over to a debased mind, Romans 1:28. God shall send them strong delusion, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Notice, these are not descriptions of outside beings tormenting us. They are inside collapses, mental, emotional, and societal. The Bible itself paints a picture of what today we would call mental illness, addiction, delusion, and mass hysteria. The demons in our Israelite ancestors' world, idols, and their grip. The Old Testament defines demons very plainly. They sacrificed unto devils, or demons, not to God, Deuteronomy 32:17, Psalm 106:37. Paul repeats this, the things which the Gentiles, or the nations, sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, 1 Corinthians 10:20. So biblically, demons are not a supernatural race. They are idols and the powers around them. Think of it. False worship, false ideas, corrupt systems, all of these shape minds and societies into despair and bondage. This is the true demonic possession. Why do you think we now have over 33,000 denominations of churchianity and millions of Judemoneo-Christians? I thought the Bible teaches one Lord, one faith, one immersion. Jesus' exorcisms versus forgiveness miracles. Now compare how the Gospels record Jesus' works. Exorcism passages. Mark 1:23-28, Luke 4:33-37, Mark 5, Matthew 8:28-34, Luke 8:26-39. Matthew 9:32-33, Matthew 12:22, Luke 11:14, Mark 9:17-29, Matthew 17:14-20, and Luke 9:37-43. In these scenes, Jesus never says, "Your sins are forgiven." Instead, he simply rebukes, silences, or drives out the unclean spirit. The focus is authority and liberation, removing oppression, restoring sanity, giving freedom. Forgiveness passages. Mark 2:1-12, the paralytic. Luke 7:36-50, the sinful woman. John 5:14, the Bethsaida man. And John 8:11, the adulterous woman. Here, the language is explicit. Your sins are forgiven. The focus is reconciliation with God, cleansing the conscience, and holiness. So two tracks emerge. Exorcism equals public display of power, breaking oppressive systems and mental and spiritual bondage. Forgiveness equals personal reconciliation and moral cleansing. This distinction helps us see that casting out demons was not primarily about invisible spirits, but about removing false teachings, corruptive influences, and oppressive powers from God's people. Seven worse than the first. Relapse, biblically and clinically. In Matthew 12:43-45, Jesus says, "When an unclean spirit leaves, it returns with seven others worse, and the man's last state is worse than the first." He applies this to this wicked generation. That's exactly how relapse works. Outward reform without inward change leaves a vacuum. If truth and obedience don't replace the old habits, the person or nation collapses even harder. This matches clinical reality. Relapse in addiction, untreated trauma, revolving door psychiatric cases. When the house is empty, worse forces move in. Laying it out clearly, the biblical and modern parallels. The Bible's language, unclean spirit, the meaning in context, defiled mindset, false teaching, fear, the modern picture, anxiety, trauma, superstition, delusion. The Bible's language, demons, the context, idols, corrupt systems, false worship, the modern picture, propaganda, political lies, medical and techno-idolatry. The Bible's language, madness, Deuteronomy 28:28. The meaning and context, confusion, disorientation. The modern picture, schizophrenia, paranoia. The Bible's language, trembling heart, Deuteronomy 28:65. The meaning, constant dread. The modern picture, PTSD, chronic stress. The Bible's language, astonishment of heart. The meaning and context, shock, despair, panic. The modern picture, depression, breakdowns. The Bible's language, restored to right mind, Mark 5:15. The meaning and context, order restored, peace. The modern picture, recovery, stability. Why this matters for our demon study. 1. Demons equals idols, lies, and broken minds. Scripture doesn't teach a roaming spirit race. It ties the language to idolatry and the effects of sin. 2. Deuteronomy 28 explains the curses, madness, despair, trembling heart, the very symptoms that blanket our world today. 3. The stats prove it. Almost 1 billion people mentally tormented, hundreds of thousands lost to suicide, millions crippled by schizophrenia and depression. These are the demoniacs, the walking dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2:1. 4. The gospel pattern is consistent. Casting out demons equals removing oppression. Forgiving sins equals restoring fellowship with God. Both are needed, but they are not the same thing. 5. The ecclesia's mission is not to chase invisible goblins, but to confront idols, heal broken minds and bodies, and fill the empty house with truth and obedience, so seven worse don't return. Summary. The Bible's demon and unclean spirit language describes idolatry, mental breakdown, false teaching, and oppressive systems, not invisible monsters. Deuteronomy 28 already predicted that disobedience would bring madness, dread, astonishment of heart, trembling, and despair. Exactly the afflictions our world knows today, with 970 million suffering mental disorders and 720,000 suicides yearly. Jesus' exorcisms broke these oppressive conditions publicly, whereas his healing and forgiveness miracles reconciled people to God. The picture is clear. This world is full of demoniacs, the walking dead, tormented by sin, fear, lies, and idols. The cure is not exorcism rituals or superstition, but truth, forgiveness, obedience, and filling the house with God's Spirit. Demoniacs in Scripture and Their Remedies. The Bible's language, unclean spirit, Mark 1:23, modern parallel, defiled mindset, toxic attitude, false teaching, superstition. The biblical remedy, Psalm 119, 9 and 11, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed therefore unto your word which I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against you. Truth drives out corruption. Bible's language, demons, or idols, Deuteronomy 32:17, 1 Corinthians 10:20. Modern parallel, idolatry, propaganda, enslavement to false systems. Biblical remedy, Psalm 115:4 through 8. Those who make and trust idols become like them, blind, deaf, and dumb. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. The cure? Flee idolatry. Cling to God's truth. Bible's language. Madness. Deuteronomy 28:28. Modern parallel. Schizophrenia. Paranoia. Delusion. Biblical remedy. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Philippians 4:7. The peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Bible's language, astonishment of heart, Deuteronomy 28:28. Modern parallel, shock, panic attacks, dread, despair. The Bible's remedy, Psalm 94:19. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, your comforts delight my soul. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. Let not your heart be troubled. Bible's language, trembling heart, Deuteronomy 28:65. Modern parallel, PTSD, chronic stress, constant dread. The Bible's remedy, Psalm 23:4. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Bible's language, sorrow of mind, Deuteronomy 28:65. Modern parallel, depression, hopelessness. The Bible's remedy, Psalm 42:11. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope you in God, for I shall yet praise him. Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Bible's language, legion, Mark 5. Modern parallel, self-harm, fragmentation, suicidal torment. The Bible's remedy, Psalm 147:3. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Bible's language, house swept but empty, Matthew 12:43-45. Modern parallel, relapse, addiction, revolving door recovery. The Bible's remedy, Ephesians 5:18-19, be filled with the Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell richly, filling the vacuum. Bible's language, restored to right mind, Mark 5:15. Modern parallel, recovery, stability, wholeness. The Bible's remedy, Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Two key themes in the remedies. 1. Scripture and truth equals cleansing, stability, and sanity. The word fills the empty house, so relapse does not occur. And 2. God's presence and peace equals the true antidote to fear, dread, paranoia, and depression, just like David's harp soothed Saul, 1 Samuel 16:23. Takeaway. The Bible does not leave us with a diagnosis only, madness, trembling heart, astonishment, sorrow of mind. It gives the remedy. The word hidden in the heart, the Spirit filling the believer, God's presence giving peace, and Jesus Christ Himself granting rest. In short, demons equal broken minds and idols. Jesus Christ equals sound mind, peace, and stability. Everyday demoniacs in society. When we look around our neighborhoods, streets, malls, and even online, we see behavior that looks very much like what the Gospels describe. Tormented, confused, unclean, and hostile dispositions. Public outbursts and tantrums, fast food meltdowns, road rage, screaming matches in stores. These mirror the synagogue unclean spirit of Mark 1:23, someone disrupting truth and order with hostility and self-entitlement. Proverbs 29:11, a fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. Drug addicts and the homeless in trances. Rocking, shouting at nothing, lost in hallucinations. Like the Legion man in Mark 5 who cut himself and lived among the tombs. They're not possessed by monsters. They're enslaved to chemicals, broken homes, despair, and spiritual emptiness. Our vets are abandoned by the government they fought for. Isaiah 28:7, the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up in wine. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Over-the-top friendliness or confrontational oddballs. People whose behavior is socially off, hyper-flattery, intrusive friendliness, or instant aggression. This echoes Paul's disorderly brethren, 2 Thessalonians 3:11, and James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Open mockery of Christ. In Israel today, videos show Jews spitting at Christians, mocking Jesus' name, and even making obscene thrusting gestures at the Western Wall. Jesus foretold this, John 15:18, if the world hate you, You know that it hated me before it hated you. They are animated by the same spirit as the crowd in Luke 23 crying, "Crucify him!" Hostility toward Jesus Christ is the truest form of an unclean spirit. Why it all seems demonic? Because it is demonic. Not in the Hollywood sense, but in the biblical sense. Unclean spirit equals a corrupt disposition that resists God, truth, and order. What we see in the streets, rage, despair, mockery, hostility, is exactly what Scripture calls madness, astonishment of heart, trembling of heart, and a sorrow mind. The deeper parallel. Society is sick. These people are symptoms of a cursed world without God. Romans 1:28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So whether it's a drugged-out homeless man, a Karen screaming at a cashier, or a crowd of vipers mocking the name of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, these are the demoniacs of today. Apostate churchgoers, the real demoniacs. Picture it, the Sunday service, the padded pews, the smell of coffee in the foyer, the praise band strumming the same four chords while hands are lifted up to the sky. But underneath the hallelujahs is rot. These people are the modern demoniacs. They worship a counterfeit Jewish Jesus who supposedly nailed God's law to the cross so they can live however they please. John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Matthew 7:23, "Depart from me, you that work iniquity," which means lawlessness. They call themselves spiritual Israel, but are nothing but trans-Gentiles grafted into delusion, eating pork and shrimp, while blessing the Antichrist state of Israel. In defiance of 2 Chronicles 19:2, "Should you help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon you from before Yahweh." They tolerate sodomites in the choir, divorce in the pew, adultery in the leadership, and abortion in their voting booths, all while muttering,
"God loves everybody."
They obey Antichrist governments that muzzle them, rob them, and poison them, because Romans 13 is ripped out of context and made into a gag order. They put their hope in a rapture escape hatch so they won't have to actually fight the good fight or resist evil in their society. They declare themselves saved.
Oh, I'm saved.
Parroting "once saved, always saved," while their lives are indistinguishable from the heathen. 2 Corinthians 6:14, "Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness?" If this isn't the biblical picture of unclean spirits, what is? Jesus didn't have to walk into brothels or pagan temples to find them. He found them in the synagogues. Mark 1:23, Luke 4:33. Today, he would find them in the small town church to the mega churches. The band is playing, the preacher is slick-tongued, and the crowd is possessed, not by Hollywood demons, but by doctrines of devils. The denominational system of today is not the true ecclesia, the called-out assembly of God's covenant people, but a synagogue of demoniacs, filled with those enslaved to corrupt passions of the mind, spirit, and flesh. The Greek words of the New Testament scriptures exposes them. They live in anomia, which is lawlessness, despising God's law while preaching a counterfeit grace that excuses rebellion. They wallow in akatharsia, meaning uncleanness, embracing uncleanness in food, conduct, and worship. They boast of salvation, yet remain in hamartia, which is sin, bound to sin as slaves. In amnesia, forgetting their true identity, they are unaware of their covenant heritage, and even reject their Israelite identity when revealed to them. And they would rather identify as a trans-Gentile while claiming to be spiritual Jews, a grotesque parody of covenant truth. Their apathy, and indifference to truth, renders them numb, dead-eyed toward evil, complacent in the face of tyranny, and satisfied to let wickedness flood their land. This sickness only festers. They abide in asthenia, weakness of faith and courage, too weak and cowardly to resist sodomy, injustice, or corrupt rulers, bowing instead to Antichrist regimes and Zionist lies. Their supposed macrothymia, patience and long-suffering, is no holy endurance but a delusion, an endless waiting for a rapture that will never come. They remain blind to the basilia, the kingdom, the condition and state of a reign, the present reign of Jesus Christ's kingdom in law and justice, preferring a hollow faith without obedience.
Just believe.
These are not spirit-filled, set-apart saints. They are spiritually sick vessels of corruption, demonized by false religion, enslaved by lies and living in the great delusion, prostituted to Babylon's whoredom. To label them Christian is blasphemy and profanes the name of Jesus Christ, for their condition proves they serve the dahumonia of Scripture, idolatry, rebellion, denominational creeds, and lawlessness. Their churches are not temples of God's Spirit, but tombs of the damned, twofold children of hell, deceived multitudes, walking the wide road to destruction. They are not simply mistaken. They are demonized by delusion. They have traded the spirit of truth for the spirit of error.
They draw near with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Isaiah 29:13, Matthew 15:8. And the terrifying part, they look sane, normal, respectable, but spiritually, they are ravening lunatics in the asylum. They smile and say, Amen, while dancing to their own destruction, all the while mocking those who preach repentance and obedience and the true word of God. Covenant identity and kingdom theology. Not personal salvation and Happy Meal sermons.
Well, I'm saved.
Like the man with legion, they think they are clothed and in their right mind, but in God's eyes, they are naked, blind, and wretched. Revelation 3:17. They are the very picture of the walking dead. The blunt truth. Apostate churchgoers are not backslidden Christians. They are demoniacs in ties and dresses, marinating in their own pew, in their Baal temples. Their possession isn't Hollywood demons. It's worse. It's mass delusion, religious insanity, and rebellion parading as worship. So we end where we began. The demoniacs of Scripture are not haunted by invisible goblins, but by broken minds, poisoned hearts, and idolatrous systems that enslave entire societies. What Israel saw in their day, madness, trembling heart, astonishment, sorrow of mind, is exactly what we see today. Nearly a billion souls gripped by mental torment, millions bound by addiction, and whole churches enslaved to false worship. The names have changed: schizophrenia, depression, stress, propaganda, but the reality has not. This is the language of covenant curses, the fruit of rebellion against God's law. The solution is not rituals, not exorcisms, not waiting for a rapture that never comes. The cure is the same now as then: repentance, obedience, cleansing by the word, and filling the house with the Spirit of truth, so seven worse don't return. Jesus Christ is still the deliverer, driving out the idols, healing the brokenhearted, giving peace to the tormented, and restoring men to a sound mind. The world is full of demoniacs, but the kingdom is full of overcomers. The nations and the churches run to governments, psychiatrists, and a counterfeit Jesus, but we call upon the one true God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the anointed King of Yisrael. So as madness fills the earth, as Babylon's churches are overrun with unclean spirits, and as the lying tongues of the media darken the sky, we will call upon our kinsman Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Who are you going to call?